Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, here he is, folks. Lance is here, O'Brien. And, of course, this is MediConnect, the Senior Zone. And today we're going to kind of pick up where Sean and I left off last week because this new open enrollment period is underway. We had such success on the phone lines that we have decided to make it a people-pleasing program again. Say that 10 times fast. Lance is going to give you a chance to talk to him right here and now in real time on KDK Radio. So if you have a question when it comes to your Medicare or if you're getting ready to sign up, soon to be 65, currently 65, whatever is on your mind, now would be a perfect time for you to call us at 866-391-1020. Webinar coming up. Sean Horn at noon will tell you about that at MediConnectInsurance.com. And we'll also tell you that you can reach them at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. But he's got a lot of stuff to get to. So without further ado, here he is, the star of this week's edition of the Senior Zone from MediConnect. Lance, good morning to you.
Rob, how you doing?
I am spectacular.
You have an okay week?
I am. It was busy as they've all been for the last 3 months, and hopefully I'll get a little R&R once I get out of here today.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little crazy out there this week, but glad that we're with you and excited to do the show this morning. We do have a ton to cover today, some breaking news. As Sean had said last week, we feel like we have a lot of breaking news, and there's something new and big that just happened this week that we're going to spend a lot of time on in the second segment this morning. But we do have a lot to cover. I want to talk about enrollment periods this morning because there's actually been some confusion about what people's opportunities are right now with everything that's happened with the pandemic. So we're going to jump into that in a little bit. We do want to talk about some of the big changes that are happening with end-stage renal disease, diabetes, and insulin, a big change coming in 2021 that was just announced this week that we'll spend some considerable time on. Also looks like we're going green, Rob. And not just outside. I mean, it was a beautiful week weather-wise, right? And it's just lovely trees, lovely grass, but we're going green. So it looks like we might be going back to a little bit of normality here. So we'll talk about what does that mean for Medicare and MediConnect. And we also, as you mentioned, we want to give people an opportunity to call in and ask questions this morning. We want to be able to get them the answers that they need and begin that journey on their Medicare. So a lot, as I said, but before we jump into the CMS notifications, I do want to take a minute. If this is, if you're a loyal listener, hey, great to have you back again this week. But if you're new to the program today, we just want to take a minute and introduce ourselves. We are MediConnect, the area's largest independent advisory firm. We have over 30 representatives, and we work to help people be educated on how to make their Medicare decisions. And Rob, it's confusing. You know that. We've been doing this show for almost 2 years now, believe it or not. And the reality is a lot of people don't know where to go to get the answers that they want, to get unbiased advice, to get somebody who's going to look at every possible option for them. And there's a lot of options, right? 41 Medicare Advantage plans in Allegheny County alone to choose from. So what we do is we focus on walking you through what is Part A, what is Part B, how does C and D work, what's private insurance, how do I get my drug, how do I get help with my prescriptions, and it's all a walking through. And at the end of the day, the carrier that you choose, that you decide to go with, we don't have any skin in the game with that because we are contracted and we work with all of them.
All right, now listen, When you think of an Allegheny County alone, over 4,000 about to go on Medicare, how can the system handle all of that? So many people, so many questions, so many programs. The only way you can handle it is by hooking up with MediConnect.
Absolutely. And honestly, Rob, it's been backlogged. You know, what we've seen with what's happening now, there's right. been a lot of people where you could normally get it taken care of in a couple of weeks. And now people are being told you have to wait a little bit. So, you know, the first thing I would say to you, if you're getting ready to turn 65 anytime in the next 6 months, I wouldn't be waiting. I would be getting in and getting the information that you can get as soon as possible. You know, that's very, very important. We do have the representative standing by live right now. We want to answer your calls. You're going to get a live licensed agent who's able to work with you. It's 888-818-6334. But the first thing that I want to just bring some clarity to this morning, Rob, and like you said, there's been confusion even this week and some of the people that we've worked with. So there's four enrollment periods when it comes to Medicare. And, you know, the one that's really important for right now is the what's called the OEP. The OEP runs from January 1st to March 31st. So, as you know, COVID all started to kind of come in and bring disruption towards the beginning and the middle of March. Well, what happened is people who had the opportunity to make changes at that time, but they couldn't because everything started to get locked down, right? So what CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, did is they said, we're going to extend, we're going to bring in a special enrollment period. So they're kind of piggybacking off of the open enrollment period, but they've brought in a special enrollment period, which are usually triggered by life events. Everything else in Medicare is done off the calendar. But the special enrollment periods are designed by life events, and that's what COVID's done. So this is what it means for the people listening today. If you're out there this morning and you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you did not make a decision to change your plan during the open enrollment period,
right,
from January 1st to March 31st, you now have until the end of June, one more month, to review. So if your health has changed the first 6 months of this year, if you've had some changes with your prescriptions, if your doctor network, Rob, now these people have another month to actually walk through the process of evaluating their plan, letting us review it with them, and making a change before the end of the year.
All right. Listen, if you have a question for Lance, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, 888-818-MEDI. They have people standing by, 888-818-6334. Your calls are coming up next and more with Lance O'Brien, MediConnect Senior Zone, Rob Pratt Saturday, KDK Radio. Good morning. All right, we're back with Lance, and I want to focus on this webinar and how you can get to that seminars tab, that menu tab at MediConnectInsurance.com, and you can reserve your space. Why these webinars have been so successful, and they have a very unique one coming up today with Sean at noon, MediConnectInsurance.com. Go ahead, Lance.
Yeah, so as we had to cease doing our live events, we moved to the webinar, and they've actually been really successful, Rob. We've had almost 10 people come every single Saturday just to listen in, and then we've been working with them. You know, a lot of it was follow-up via phone or, you know, via Zoom appointments or whatever, but we can't see you. If you want to be a part of the webinar this morning, you know, you can still keep your pajamas on at 12 o'clock.
Kind of like me. I'm in my pajamas right now. Many people don't realize.
That's what you wear to bed, Rob.
On the weekend. Yeah, you like it? I like the print. A little loud, but I like it. But anyway, the whole unique thing is they don't have to go. They can just go to you with the internet.
They can go right to us with the internet. They're going to get the exact same education that they would have gotten at the public library or the hotel or wherever we were hosting one of the events before. They're going to get that great overview. As I like to say, Rob, we talk in that initial thing about Medicare from the sky. We look down and we look at all the major issues related to Medicare. So they're going to get that initial opportunity to lay the foundation, and then we'll follow up with them and we can answer specific questions and stuff. So today at 12 noon webinar, you can go on MediConnectInsurance.com, go to the webinar or the seminars tab and sign up there. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you and beginning that process of working with you.
All right. Listen, I want to tell everybody what we're doing, kind of what we did last week. So if you are soon to be 65 or you are 65, this open enrollment period, you're getting ready to do it and you want a question or two answered, then hopefully you'll call the 888-818-MEDI number 6334. But all of our lines are open. We're taking all of those those Medicare questions right now, and I know there's a lot of them, and that number is 866-391-1020. Usually we have health carers in here and guests and a multiple host, so a lot of times we don't get a chance to give you the opportunity to call in, but we really wanted during this very unique time to give you that opportunity. We had such success last week, we want to do it again today. So 866-391-1020. What do you think are some of the initial questions to maybe jumpstart the audience a little bit that they may be thinking about? So when you mention it, they'll know by listening they're not the only one thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the big questions revolve around, you know, when should I sign up? Do I need to sign up? You know, what about the penalties? Penalties is a big one. And again, there's no one set answer. It is very specific. I mean, there's general rules that are overarching, but then there can be specific caveats to every situation. So a lot of times those are the first ones. When do I begin this process? Should I stay on my group health? A lot of people are working past 65 now, Rob. So they're wondering, should I? Can I keep my group health? Can I leave group health and go to Medicare? So again, a lot of the conversation starts there.
All right. Talk to me about some other things that are on your mind this morning.
Yeah. Before we get to some callers here in a little bit, the two big things that I want to talk about are sweeping changes that are coming with Medicare in the coming year. The first one we did mention a little bit last week, but I want to build out on, which is end-stage renal disease, people who have kidney failure. So the situation currently is if someone is on a plan and they get end-stage renal disease, they're not allowed to move to another carrier. They're stuck with that plan. So for a lot of people, it's been very confining and controlling for them. And then if they had end-stage renal disease, Rob, they weren't able to get on a Medicare Advantage plan. Well, new legislation coming out this coming year and for 2021, somebody that has end-stage renal disease will now be able to get a Medicare Advantage plan. There's going to be some, you know, obviously some guidelines and stuff with it, but it's going to open up a whole new opportunity for people that wasn't there before, which may help their overall health. So this is going to be really good for people in that situation.
You know, what people need to understand, and a lot of folks will think, well, I've got a pre-existing issue here. I got a need that I need to be taken care of. And once I get on Medicare, am I going to get shortchanged because I have this pre-existing problem?
Right. And with Medicare Advantage plans specifically, Rob, end-stage renal disease was the only pre-existing condition that was excluded. Like, you could have had cancer or just had open heart surgery or whatever, and you would have been okay. But end stage renal. So this is a huge shift, especially in the Medicare Advantage space. So something we definitely want to make people knowledgeable about and aware of. Absolutely. The other one is, this one just came down this week, and this is actually huge. You know, and it's near and dear to my heart, and it has to do with diabetics and insulin.
Your daughter.
My daughter. So, yeah, I mean, March of 2017, we rushed to Westmoreland Hospital after, you know, a couple days of, you know, seeing some stuff with my daughter not looking right. She wasn't in the door more than 5 minutes, and the nurse said, I think you may have diabetes, right? And she ended up being life-flighted, which is always a scary thing.
Absolutely.
Right? Life-flighted to Children's. Her sugar level at the time was over 700. And she spent the next 2 days in ICU as she was kind of getting regulated again. But she's an insulin-dependent diabetic, you know, and that's her life now, 3 years later. And, you know, this wasn't a new thing for me, though, Rob. You know, my dad was a type 1 diabetic. I grew up around this. So, you know, I understand the difficulties that come out of it. It's a scary diagnosis. I mean, it's difficult to manage your levels, make sure your A1C is correct, make sure that you're not going too low and too high. And the other thing is, it leads to a lot of other issues, heart disease, potentially kidney failure, blindness, amputation. I mean, so people with diabetes, it's a scary thing. But one of the other things that's scary is actually on Medicare, the cost of the insulin, right? That this has become such a big thing. And it's not just on Medicare, the cost of insulin. I remember a story earlier this year, Rob, where there was a young man in his 30s who had lost some of his time at his job. He wasn't getting as many hours, and he started rationing his insulin. Well, you know how that story ended, right? He didn't make it, you know, because he had to choose between buying his insulin at ridiculous amounts of money, and unfortunately, it didn't work out for him. And, you know, the expense of this can be bad. And, you know, just to paint a picture for people who maybe they aren't experienced it, but there's some who really do, The retail cost for most insulins, Rob, $500 for 1 month supply. Not cash, retail cost. So what that is that's what the pharmacy and the person who synthesizes and offers the insulin, that's what they charge for it. $500 retail cost. Now, the copay on most Medicare Advantage plans at the beginning of the year is between $40 and $50. Okay, so that's not too outrageous. But what happens, and here's the big thing.
But if you're on a fixed income, all of it's outrageous. No offense, but that's how I feel anyway.
Absolutely. And here's the problem. That retail cost is what pushes people into the donut hole. And you know from doing this show again that the donut hole is a dirty word, right, when it comes to Medicare.
Horrible.
Yeah. I mean, in the donut hole, someone's cost for their medications rises very, very fast. They can go from paying $50 a month to paying $150, even $200, and maybe even more, because in the donut hole, Rob, you have to pay 25% of the retail cost of the medication. So again, if your average insulin is $500, heck, I did one this year with a client, Victoza. They're taking Victoza. $975 retail cost for that insulin a month. I mean, just absolutely crazy. Well, this week, President Trump, and we may come back to this next segment, but he took a break from tweeting for a little while. And at the Rose Garden ceremony, they were there in conjunction with the three major insulin manufacturers. And this is what they are presenting for next year. Medicare recipients who pick a drug plan offering the new insulin benefit would pay a maximum of $35 a month starting next year. Huge. This is going to be huge. And I know we're getting pretty close to break here, so I do want to come back to this. But just to talk about the really big part of this, it's not mandatory. It's not mandatory for the plans to participate in this new offering. So even though they're saying next year, no more than $35, it's optional for the plans to add this to their program. So that means people could be on a Medicare Advantage plan where this new offering is not available to them, right? So the big thing and why this is so important is what they need to do is what we talk about all the time. They need to keep their ear to the ground and they need to review. They need to look at the opportunity of other plans that are out there. One in three people on Medicare have diabetes, Rob. One in three. 3 million of them are insulin dependent, and this benefit would be a major, major enhancement to their life.
So why do you think this is becoming a reality?
Because of the reality of it's ridiculous. I mean, to not mince words, the cost, and again, I know this just from, you know, the
personal
life that I,
right.
Personal experience. The cost to make insulin hasn't changed since they first created the ability to have it. It hasn't gone up to synthesize it, but the cost has gone crazy. And we're seeing the fact that people can't get it, and people are just saying this has got to stop.
Will it stop, do you think?
I think this is a great step in the right direction. I mean, will it totally change the problem? Probably not, but I do think it's a step in the right direction.
You talked about your personal experience. We're talking to Lance O'Brien, MediConnect Senior Zone. If you have a question for him, call us right now. Our phone number is 866-391-1020. You can call them. They've got representatives standing by at 888-818-MEDI. You talked about your personal experience, but your work experience, these people become family to you. You're thinking right now, just off the top of your head, probably in recent years, how many people this would have helped that you were dealing with?
No doubt. I'll tell you, just this week, I met with two people who were insulin dependent this week. The second guy was actually not using the quick pens that have become very popular in today's day and age. He's using the regular standard needles and the mix and all that. And he was $600. Listen, people are having to choose plans that fit their insulin alone, but may not fit all their other areas. And that's why the role that we want to take in this is making sure that people take advantage of this new legislation.
All right, Lance O'Brien is here, 866-391-1020. True Value Home Improvement Show, AAA Central Talking Travel, Open Talk in the noon hour, then the Weiner Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. Rob Pratt Saturday rolls on. More to come in just a couple of moments. Melinda next in 2 minutes with the news. All right, let's get back to some of the stuff you were talking about. Lance O'Brien before the break, 866-391-1020 or 888-818-MEDI or 6334, because this is something people need to pay attention to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, just to kind of follow up what we finished the last segment on was, in the past, the only way to get a break on your insulin costs was if you were financially in a position where you didn't make enough where you qualified for some extra help, right? So if you made over $35,000, you were out of luck. As a married couple, if one of you had diabetes and was insulin dependent, you couldn't get any other break on that. And now with this sweeping legislation that looks like it's coming forth in 2021, you will be able to have a cap on your insulin of $35 a month. But the plan that you have has to participate in the program. It's not going to be mandatory for him to do it. It's going to be voluntary. And that's important, because what that means is you want to know that the coverage you have, if you're a diabetic, is choosing to participate in this.
You realize the only way somebody's going to know that is if they sit down with somebody at MediConnect.
And that's the point, really, ultimately, from on a very personal level, is that, you know, we are knowledgeable about every single plan because we're contracted with them. So even this year, there was one company locally that offered a break on insulin, at least before the donut hole. Once you got into the donut hole, the donut hole was the donut hole, right? But we were able to help a lot of our clients navigate that direction. Now, again, these plans change every year, but if the government with the drug manufacturer is bringing forth this legislation, then it looks like it's going to be something that will be here to stay, which means ultimately just make sure that you have the right coverage. And again, that's what our reviews are for. That's what it would be like talking and sitting down with one of our representatives.
Listen, and you're the pro, but I'm going to ask you this because I always like to try to think outside the box and think like the listener. And being that I'll be 64 in January, we have a lot more in common now than I ever did with what you're talking about. And that's why I respect what you do. The government, look, it's still a business, even when it's a government entity, but they still have to look at the bottom line. And if they want this thing to be around for generations to come, I got to believe it's better doing what they're doing than letting people just out there in limbo, because it's going to cost the system a whole lot more money because of all of the ancillary issues that are going to develop if they can't get their hands on their insulin.
Correct, Rob. If you can't take your medication, your problems are going to get worse, right? And with diabetes, it's not like a condition where it only affects that one area. We know that it can go into so many other areas. And again, my dad, God rest his soul, passed away January of 1998 because he went into a diabetic coma and had a heart attack. So it was the heart and the diabetes that all, you know, kind of, you know, mingled together. So this legislation is so important. And anybody listening today, you know, if you're a diabetic, you take insulin, you're dependent on that. I feel your pain. I understand the situation just watching it in my own house. We want to be a resource for you. We do have agents standing by right now, 888-818-6334. We are starting to schedule our annual reviews for the upcoming enrollment that's going to be happening later in the year. But we want to make sure that you're in the right place.
We have the webinar coming up. Tell them about that.
Yeah, so again, 12 noon today, Sean will be at the webinar, my good buddy. He's great at what he does, very knowledgeable, and he's going to be there just walking people through. Go on the website, MediConnectInsurance.com. Hit the seminars tab and you can register for the webinar today at 12. It usually lasts about 50 minutes or so, but you'll get a good overview. It'll be a good first step. If you're within 12 months of turning 65, I highly recommend that you take a minute and go check that out today.
All right, live fully licensed advisors available. Someone will pick up immediately without you having to press 1 for language or 2 for the department.
Nope.
Just call 888-818-6334. Call them now, 888-818-6334, for answers you deserve. Now, if you're listening and you want to just get a question into Lance, maybe something he was just talking about, maybe if you are a diabetic and you're soon to be 65 or 65, if you have a question, call us, 866-391-1020. You know, one of the things I don't think we can do enough is talking about prescriptions and pharmaceutical needs. Listen, I had to pick up an antibiotic just the other day. Great place, Walgreens, absolutely love it. I had a question, but I had to stop my car in the parking lot and call back in to the pharmacist to get a question answered. This is happening every day. You have to have good health care coverage. You have to have the right people telling you what to do, because the older you get, and I must admit, I went decades without needing anything. But now the older you get, you're going to need prescriptions filled. So that's another thing that they want to come and talk to you, make an appointment to make sure, especially if they have something like diabetes, high blood pressure, they need to make sure they've got the right plan when it comes to their medicine. Without their medicine, it's only going to cause them more problems, and it's going to cause Medicare more problems.
Every plan has a different formulary and a different tiering system for their formulary. So again, if you haven't reviewed your prescriptions in a long period of time, you need to make sure that you do have the one that's best for covering that. You know, the medical coverage is obviously important, right? That is really important. But how do we regulate a lot of the medical conditions today, Rob? We do it through the medications and through the prescriptions. So you want to make sure that you're marrying those two things together really well. So, and that's something that we're really, really good at.
You know, and we've talked about all these different healthcare carriers. We talked about Silver Sneakers, all of these things. We want people to understand the great thing about Medicare. We're talking about some negative stuff here. If you have like diabetes, we don't wish that on anybody. And if you have it, hopefully it's under control. And believe me, we're praying for you. I've seen it, what it's done to people. It's ravaged their lives. Bottom line is, Medicare also gives you some great health tip and ideas and how to stay healthy and stay active, and you can help them with that too.
Absolutely. And they're going to be coming on in a few weeks. I was going to mention that at the last segment, but we're going to be having Silver Sneakers. It's actually a good segue, Rob, whether you realize it or not, but we're going green. I heard, right? Is that true?
June 5th.
June 5th, Allegheny, Westmoreland, a whole bunch of other counties in the area. We're going green. And what does that mean? Well, for our perspective, obviously, we've been very, very busy. We've been, you know, our advisors have been working throughout this whole pandemic nonstop, but it means we're going back to a little bit more of business as usual. Obviously, there'll still be some of the ongoing concerns, masks and things of that nature, but we're looking to go back to how we normally do business. We've been having people into the office this week for in-home or in-office appointments, new state-of-the-art. It's really, really nice. It's a great environment for them to really be able to see what their options are. So if you're out there and you need to get some information on Medicare, you got another month of this enrollment. We're doing appointments at the office. We're doing in-home appointments. We're doing over the phone still if people are still cautious and concerned. But we're ready for people. And here's the big thing, Rob, two big things related to our business. The first one is we're looking to begin our seminars again in July. So we're going to start looking to reschedule, and we normally 2 months deep on those. And as you know, Rob, we're doing 8 of those a month, 2 every week. So beginning in July, folks, right now, as long as everything continues to trend the way it is, we're going to go back to our live seminars, back to the Paneras and the local libraries and the hotels. And again, Rob, we were having 20 people come out pretty much every single event that we were doing, and it was such a great education process for them. So July, so you want to be looking for that. If you're one of our listeners who have been hoping to be able to get that in-person opportunity, that's what we're looking at. And then the other thing we've been mentioning in the webinar today, but Rob, we're going to 24/7 webinars in the next week or so. What that means is someone will be able to go to our site, go to the seminars tab, and there'll be two options to choose from at that point in time. There'll be a webinar tab and there'll be a live event tab. So if they want to get that webinar on demand of us delivering the information for them to get the ball started, they'll be able to do that very, very soon.
All right, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, or 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, 2 minutes before the break.
Yeah, so, and then the last couple of things I want to mention is that if they do go to the website and they're not able to do the webinar, they can put in a ticket via the website to meet with an advisor that way. So, again, just many ways that we're going back, thank God, to business as usual. Again, we've been very busy, but we've been having to do business differently as everybody has.
Well, you're a people business, and you want people in front of you. I mean, Zoom and all of that's great. FaceTime's wonderful, but it's not the same time.
There's some things that are just better done in person, Rob, right? It's like when you're looking at numbers and when you're and health plans are full of so many copays and deductibles and maximum out-of-pockets and what's this drug tier? I mean, a lot of that is so much easier to comprehend and walk through when it's face to face. So we're so excited about being able to get back to that. So again, last segment, I'd love to answer any questions if people have that, if they want to call in. We do have the live advisor standing by now, 888-818-6334. And just really looking forward to moving forward and back to normal.
Yeah, and if you have a question here, you want to talk to him, anything about Medicare, you're soon to be 65, you are 65, you want to know if this is the right plan for you, or just some little bit of a Q&A with Lance, call us. All of our lines are open, 866-391-1020. But my best advice, if you want a lengthy phone visit, you want great information, you want to set up an appointment, they're there right now, and you won't have to wait. You call, they will answer, and it'll be a real person on the other end at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Good morning. All right, we want to talk about folks that are looking to maybe change their career or in the midst of changing their career. This just might be the place for you.
Yeah, I mean, we're still hiring. We got two new agents that we're training right now. We have three more that are going to be coming on in the next few weeks, and we're still looking to add a few more, Rob. As I said, we are growing. We're working with a lot more people. All the seminars, everything we do is just creating so many more opportunities, and we want to be able to handle the growth that is happening. It's funny because it was about 9 years ago, my wife put an ad on Facebook, not an ad, just a post. Hey, I'm looking for a part-time job, right? Because our kids were teenagers and they were getting more expensive and all that good stuff. And believe it or not, my good buddy Steve Hoffman, he responded and said, hey, Jen, you know, maybe you'd be interested in, you know, working with me at this agency. And that's how my wife initially got into the business. And it ended up being a great part-time career for her at the time, turned into a full-time one. And, you know, when I was making some transitions in my life a few years back, you know, I was like, hey, let's see if we can do this together. And as you can tell, Rob, I'm passionate about this. I mean, I'm passionate about helping people because I feel like when there's information that's difficult to understand, if you can really help walk people through that, it's so valuable to them. And the impact it can make on them personally and the peace of mind that it can give them. So for me, what I really love about this job is the ability to walk through the education process. And one of my favorite things about MediConnect is that we don't have to square peg round hole people because we can only do one or two things. We work with everyone. And we talk about that, but it is important because when I sit down across from you, I really don't want to have ulterior motives, right? I want to have the motive be, let me get this individual, this couple, to the place where they can make an educated decision that's going to help them for the next 10, 20, or 30 years of their life, right? And that's what we provide at MediConnect. We resource our agents. We provide leads and support, unlike anyone really in the industry. And it's an opportunity to really build not a job. This isn't a job to me. It's a career, you know? I mean, and what I love about it, and this is the very selfish side of it, you know, is how much I put into it is what I'm going to get out of it. So if you're out there and you're listening today and you've kind of gone through this transition of not really knowing what, if you were going to get your job back, or maybe you weren't even happy with your job. There's people that aren't happy with their jobs, Rob, right? Not you, not me, right? But, you know, there's people out there that aren't happy in their job and they're looking for a change. And, you know, the great thing about this is we're going to help you. First 90 days is intense training as you're learning and growing and you're going out there. But if you're a self-starter, if you like to, you know, really sit down, talk, if you're a people person, outgoing personality, you know, this would be an amazing opportunity for you to make a community impact with an industry leader that's agent conscious. Again, we were built by agents, Rob, right? This whole, our whole business, that's where Joe started. That's where Steve started, Brian, you know? So again, we would love to have you come be a part of the team you know, be a part of making a difference in people's lives. So we would love to have you do that. I do want to talk about real quick what's coming up. We've talked a lot about diabetes this morning, and if you missed that, let me just reiterate that there's a major change coming to insulin in 2020, where we want to be able to make sure that you're knowledgeable about that, but not just knowledgeable, because you could spend up to only $35 a month. That's a great opportunity, but it's not mandatory for every plan to do it. It's voluntary, so we want to make sure that you have the right insurance that will let you take advantage of that. But next week, Rob, you know, and again, this is near and dear to my heart. You know, we're going to have Sean's going to be back on the air, And we're going to have the American Cancer Society on next week. And excited to have them come on and just share and really give resource and opportunity. Lost my brother Mark 6 years ago to esophageal cancer at the age of 57. So again, I kind of know what it's like to walk through these types of things. So that's really going to be a great show to learn how, one, you can get additional help if you're walking through that right now, or how you can be a part of, you know, bringing solutions to the community. Then we're going to have Elder Law Firm on. You know, one of the big things as people are, you know, getting older, not just their health care, but will, estate planning. You know, we're, as you know, Rob, we love building partnerships, and we've been building a partnership here, and we'd love to bring someone on that could be a resource for people. And then one of my son, he works out like crazy, and you know what he's so excited about?
How old is he?
He's 21.
We all used to at 21. Anyway, but he looks good.
He does, but he got me working out too. But
right.
You know what he's most excited about going green?
Hmm.
He can go back to the gym.
There you go.
He rigged a whole home gym and everything, but he's so excited about going home, back to the gym. And for seniors and Medicare people, that means silver sneakers, right? And that's the opportunity they have to go to the Y and LA Fitness. And we're going to have silver sneakers on in the next few weeks, and they're going to talk about how it's going to look in relation to the changes as a result of COVID and then other opportunities that they can take advantage of. One of the biggest misnomers, Rob, when it comes to silver sneakers is that it's a gym membership. And what I mean by that is you go to one place and that's all you can do. There's so many facets to what is available through Silver Sneakers, and it's going to be great to have the regional director here on with us to talk about that.
I actually have an Adidas sweatsuit hanging in the cupboard.
And you're planning.
I am planning, and the Silver Sneakers to boot, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, when I worked at the mall years ago, I would always see those early mall walkers or late mall walkers. I worked some crazy hours then, too. But the older I've gotten, as I've kind of, you know, made my, and I love going to the mall or going to some place or just out and about, seeing people walking around a track at night at a local football field. It's just good to see people with healthy thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Well, again, preventative health is really important, and that's why the plans do the Silver Sneakers, is because if you maintain your health,
they're good people.
They are. They're great people, and it's a great service and a great opportunity. And you know, it's utilized, but it's probably underutilized on the plans. And if people could realize they can get workouts in the home if they don't want to go out or they're not able to go out, that they can go to multiple gyms, they can use it when they go on vacation. There's so much that's available for them in that. So excited. Again, we've kind of taken a 2-week break from our community partnerships and stuff, but we're going to move back to that in the next few weeks. So we're really excited about that.
Listen, it's also good for their mental well-being, too, to have people to talk to. I mean, because a lot of these folks, you know, even if it wasn't a pandemic, you know, children grow up, move away, some move to the other side of the country, and you don't even see your grandchildren that much. And then sadly, you lose a spouse and your neighbors have gotten old, they've died. So in some cases, this is all the family these folks have.
Rob, we've seen the effects, you know, of being isolated over these last three months. And, you know, I think this is going to be really good as we move to green and, you know, hopefully everybody is able to stay healthy and safe, you know, that this is going to be positive and get people, you know, and summer's here and nice weather, all that good stuff. So excited to be here again today. We still have the live advisors and we would love to have people call in.
Yeah, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. We got about a minute and a half. So just kind of love on our buddy Sean. Tell the folks what he's going to be doing, why they need to plug into this. This is a really great opportunity for people to find out more today at noon with this webinar about what you all do.
Yeah, we have the webinar. It's going to be the information that we give out in our live seminars, which we're going back to in July again. As long as everything continues to track the way it is, they'll be able to find out what is Part A, Part B, what are their private insurance options, what's the difference between a Medigap plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, how does prescription drugs, I've heard all this stuff about penalties, how do I avoid the Part B penalty, should I take A and B now, well, I have a health savings account. I mean, there's so many facets to this, Rob. I could have actually just gone on with that for about 3 or 4 minutes. So you can start to get those questions answered this afternoon, and then we have the live webinars coming up soon, too.
I don't think we missed anything today. We covered it all, and listen, you can get everything you need answered as well. They're going to be there for a while. They're usually there a few hours after the show. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Soon to be 65. You are 65. Don't put it off.
No, not at all. I mean, again, 12 months, you should be getting the initial information so you can walk through timeline, costs, budgeting, all the important things.
And, you know, here's the thing. Just when you think you'll have time down the road, something will preoccupy your time. So if you have some time now, now's the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had somebody who needed a plan for 6-1 this week, and they wanted to meet, like, on Wednesday. So, I mean, it can be done, but it's not advised. Let's just say that.
888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Lance, always a pleasure. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Rob.